Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God, to the back, and I would.
Fred Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr., two of my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Here's the vibes over the fifth clip. Space, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. Not trying to party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they want to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level hoe, or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profitable politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by whatever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down, do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying, that's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money, that's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young, feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I draw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teethin', believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Rome's one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, better drop that, yo hop back, I rock that the dawn, it's a steel rock on.
That's what it is. Okay, right on, right on. Here's up eyes with the fist clench. Y'all know what this is and where we do this. This is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. coming to you live and direct. Free MR Radio and Intellectual Radio. Weekly program on the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton.
Junior and also Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady Rays. Let's get locked and loaded to make history, take history, and tape history, y'all. September, make sure I get my dates correct. Is it 26? I think the 26th or 26th. What is it? 26. Man, time moving and grooving. Out to my week, almost up on the heels of the historical date, the historical birth date, October 15th, the Black Birth of the Black Panther Party, y'all. Coming up on it, you know what I'm saying? Coming up on it. What you gave me, you know what I'm saying? That legacy, protected, respected, never, never neglected, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got, September 28th, whoa. I'm truly lacking. Man, today has been phenomenal. I have not come down from the phenomenal energy. Man, be straight up with you, you know what I'm saying? If I could be speak Chairman Fred, which you did. Since the Chairman Fred Street Party, August 30th, you dig? It was phenomenal. Me and came down. Stephen Lynn in the building, man, representing down in New Orleans, down in Hainesville. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't make it down to Chairman Fred's tombstone last time, you dig? Got some forces on our heels. We're going to make sure we on deck down in this time, though, man. But we appreciate you, brother. Real talk. Let me say this on my chest, man. You know, today, I was going to put a post up and say, I'm still going to put the post up. The state, they have throughout my life done their due diligence with sending so many people at me. But I'm going to say this, though. As of recent, I just got to say this, man. Hey, the super metaphysical thing. God has been sending some hell of people at me, too, man. I really appreciate energy, the forces. I'm to my man. It's a man, real talk, man. You know, steel sharpens steel, and men and women sharpen men and women, man. You know, up early this morning, moving and grooving, man. You know, Brother D. Cook, you know what I'm saying? Who rolled past? Wanted to do the event, speak to these youngsters. Well, they 22. I guess you call them youngsters. I go. Yes, we call them youngsters. The school he spoke to them today, I think she calling in. The phenomenal event for the Chairman Fred Street Park, which I told y'all, I'm to my man, it's phenomenal, you know. And from the same forces, man, you did. I mentioned the Chairman Fred's tombstone down there, you know. Let me see right here. The phenomenal times we made before, just even, how do you say the church? You should be blessed. You know what I'm saying? And I just really appreciate it. You know, to be able to do this work. You know what I'm saying? Because as individuals, we don't. But then in Santa Ana, California, touchdown. You know, Jacob Blake, the father of Jacob Blake, was shot 7 times by Wisconsin police. Bianca. Taylor, the auntie of Breonna Taylor, the sister who was in a home, and the police had came in Kentucky and murdered her, and the brother Kenny, who was her guy that was there, the man in the morning come in. You dig? And some you don't hear a lot of fanfare about that. You know he was locked up. You know this, I mean, man, they come in, they gun it out, and he move a defense. You know what I'm saying? You know. His lady, him, you know, and it took a lot of struggle to get them charges dropped off of him. And you would think it'd be some sort of, big fair interview to talk about. You know, you have examples of family under contested conditions, you know. You don't hear about that, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying it sarcastically. I know why you don't. Because images are important, you know, just to be able to relate to that, you know. I guarantee a lot of people don't know that whole, the whole story about that and the trauma that go down, you know. And it's important to put that in context, you know what I'm saying. We talk about relationships, we talk about anything in our community, man. You got to put it in context, man. It ain't the Dagwood and Blondie show, you know what I'm saying? You just can't have to talk about, romanticism, some sort of abstract way. Talk about the whole heat that comes with it. I mentioned to these brothers who I was speaking to this class today about, to make sure they watch the movie Claudine, and, 1970s flick, and talked about like just even the pressures of, you know, just even relationships, how they were, the welfare agencies coming through the house. No can't find no men's shoes there, so on and so forth. And this, you know, lots of people can't sum it up politically, but, you know, it translates to your stomach. Like, you know, it's more bologna in the refrigerator, more Kool-Aid, more juice in the refrigerator. The man is gone. Before you know it, becomes a norm, you know. The music, everything is political. We had to discuss with these brothers today. And just want you to go on issue. So we keep that in mind. And then when we talk about anything in our community, we are in contested conditions. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that we get up and about, you know, can walk on 2 feet alone, that's something. It's another saying that says, you know, black people look like what we've been through. Hey, man, it'd be hell. You did. But just want to, you know, just commend the comrades, commend the community, commend the people, man. You know, keep on fighting, you dig? And we had just in campaigns, Brandon Lopez up there in Santa Ana, California, we did a podcast. Senate and Sarah, they put the connections to the podcast. I don't know if it's posted yet. Cannabis 101, you dig? And I just, cause they called it, they just wanted to tell us some smoke. Cortez Rice, you know, who called him before. He called him from jail. His son was murdered when he was in jail, and you know, he was locked up for, they say, you know, he went to, in regards to the case. And it's Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and, you know, and then you're talking about the connected the dots, and I just still be so bing, like rapid fire. The timing, he come out, you know, he got the phone, you know, phone call and stuff about his son being murdered, and you start thinking this stuff just, you know, coincidence, but man, the connections of it, you know, and I was so you paranoid, you know, so, you know, man, the reality is you dig, they don't miss a beat. They don't miss a beat. And that's one of the things we attempt to do, hiding the contradictions and putting the correct political and historical context. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? What has been going on with our people, man? Why certain things happen? You need to understand. You need to look at, you wonder why certain entertainers don't say certain things. You say, oh, I wonder why rappers always talking about nonsense. And, you know, they don't never rap about no issues in our community. And I say it to be like the trigger, like hiding the contradictions. But the reality is, you know, as we talked about last week, you know, in this, the FBI surveillance on Aretha Franklin. You know what I'm saying? And see, we got to start being upfront about this. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we have to be consistent, but put stuff in correct political context. The heat that comes with even acknowledging, you know, in the music industry, in the movie industry, in the movement, but even related to our people. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, if someone feel they should call in and they want a difference, or well, maybe Aretha Franklin was being, you know, surveillance because, you know, she went to the church, or, you know, because she was just because she had a good voice. You know, maybe you have some information that I'm not privy to, but feel, you know, you feel from his leap. Because reality is, you dig, just even acknowledging having a black bone alone is considered a crime. You know what I'm saying? And you look back and, you know, you none of us hear about the McCarthy hearings and the Red Scare. You hear about different white entertainers, how their careers were destroyed. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know about the thing about Paul Robeson, the late, great Paul Robeson, how he was attacked and, you know what I'm saying, banned from the country and financially hit. I mean, man, the isolation that they put him under, you know. I think it was one situation where the late, great Paul Robeson, I think my Facebook, Comrade Stan, I think my Facebook needs to be updated, too. It might be the Facebook. Okay. Let me know if that Facebook is breaking up still. And so come on over to Intellects Radio and Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube Live, and we're going to work on this Facebook also. I think that's what it is. Facebook is broke. It's been breaking. I'm on Instagram also, at Official Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Okay, right on. Okay, if you call in, okay, no doubt. So, okay, kind of working the board. So we done broke the ice. And I think Facebook is breaking up still back. I think I got an update that or something. But, again, go check out what Paul Robeson went through. Malcolm, you know, who really impacted Malcolm X, so many others. And, you know, I dare to say, you know, it's a high school, Paul Robeson. You'll be surprised if people are not familiar with that, for Paul Robeson. Dr. Margaret T. Burroughs, who was like a lady date, in other words, more than a secretary, Paul Robeson, you know, who Dr. Margaret T. Burroughs, who founded DuSable Museum. You did her and her husband, Charles Burroughs. Paul Robeson, man, I'm talking about, who sacrificed, I'm talking about phenomenal athlete, orator. I mean, I haven't seen the piece with Denzel Washington. What was this? They just played. Everybody was shocked he could even do it. You know, I'll forgive me if it comes to the minute, but Paul Robeson had done it also. The Shakespeare play. And Paul Robeson was in exile for a while in Russia. Ironically, what we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, in Russia. And one time during the hearings, Senator McCarthy was a spokesperson on the poster child for these hearings, in which it was late when everyone went to, you know, being tied to the Communist Party. And let me know, Comrade Stan, you know, if I'm still breaking up real bad over there. And Jackie Robinson's, Paul Robeson was coming in, and Paul Robeson's son is supposed to ask Jackie Robinson for an autograph, and Paul Robeson told him to hold fast, you know, like really bad. So he explained to him later, you know, because, you know, I mean, Jackie Robinson was amongst others who was on the other, you know, on the other side of the question, you know what I'm saying, with the attacks were being waged against Paul Robeson and likes, you know, and, you know, you hear about a lot of people, careers were destroyed, lives, people were executed, but, man, it's heartbreaking. You hear about the struggles that Paul Robeson went through, man, but he was a phenomenal force, man, If you're not here to him, go check him out. Go check him out, man. You dig. And again, everything. So this is what you're talking about. And certain messages are trickled down to generations to entertain us. Well, this is what you do. You know what I'm saying? It becomes second. After you know it, it's like the breaking process. You know, you don't even know why you're doing it. You know, so you just go in and say, okay, you know, we go in, we talk about nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can't connect it with this. It embedded so hard, you know what I'm saying, the breaking process, you know, the certain individuals, movements, whatever. So next thing you know, you carry, that's the term they use, when you train dogs, you see, you can, after a while, you can move the gate, and he won't go so far, you know. And we got to really be cognizant of that, you know, and heighten those contradictions. Why different phenomena such as music, any forms of entertainment. And why all these dynamics should be utilized, you know what I'm saying, in regards to some advancement to, you know, if not challenged, at least acknowledge what's going on in our community, y'all. Y'all call in, let me know y'all thoughts. A lot of discussion going on about the proposed safety act, the no cash bail bond, some more things that are going on. And, you know, let's talk about the history of how U.S. imperialism in particular is able to, you know, package up different laws, package up entertainers and make it sound real good. You know what I'm saying? And I told Mr. Small Print. Let's talk about that, y'all. Let's talk about how you feel about the Chamber Fair Street Party. Let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about what happened in Santa Ana, California. You know what I'm saying? The campaigns that we addressed there. Your thoughts. You know, feel free to call in. But as we say, come on and club in with us. 929-477-3785. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. So, Comrade, we got any callers in queue?
No callers in queue, Chairman.
Okay, calling each other, press 929-477-3785. Then press 1. 929-477-3785. And then press 1 to be heard. Try that again. 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to get in. I'm saying it slow because I told Jacquez and the rest of them youngsters at their school today, I told y'all about to be called in, or I'll be back at that school at ASAP. 929-477-3785. While we waiting on the callers to call in, I reference this term a lot of times, the Richard Pryor, comedic genius Richard Pryor. Hold on, first of all, shout out Show Body in the building, man. You been holding out on us. We been getting the videos pumping and rolling, man. Like you said, once a week pumping the videos out. That was before me, Show Body in the building. I like the term comedic genius Richard Pryor, who, again, I got to say, he was heavily impacted by the Black Panther Party. There's a checkpoint, you feel free to call back in. And then press 1, you call in. And make sure, Scott, you look for them callers to call in and then bring them on in. So, as a matter of fact, you can cut me off at will if somebody calls in. But that term, peopleologist, I like that term. And I was drawing a correlation, if you will. The situation recently. A brother who works in the NA field, or, you know, the Alcoholics Anonymous, so on and so forth, he had brought to my attention that certain things are triggers. I said, dig, you know. And, you know, I know this is a situation, you know, said triggers for certain, you know, he can pick up on people that, you know, saying that, you know, has dealing with past, habits, what have you. And I correlated to the political, you know, I say, man, like certain things or certain situations can be triggers for people politically. And I really appreciate, I go more into detail about that, but that lesson. But I think we can relate to things with a clinical analysis opposed to a political analysis. But again, we have the human brain. The brain is something else, man. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the brain is something else. Call it, y'all come on in, call in. What is a club in? What is a nap? Three marks to come, Rat.
Three marks, and we got a caller in queue.
Caller in queue. Welcome to Freedom All Radio.
What's up, Chairman at Senate, Mr. Checkpoint?
So you're right. Right on. Senate, Mr. Checkpoint on Instagram, man. Good to hear your voice, man. It was good to see you this past weekend.
It was amazing to see you.
Right on.
And I feel like all of California, for sure, Southern California, and I know definitely Santa Ana, all of us, you know, felt your presence. We appreciated your energy, your time, your speech. You know, what today is the anniversary of Brandon Lopez, who was, killed by the, murdered by the Anaheim PD. He was unarmed, and what they did to him is like torture. You know, they threw like a smoke grenade in his car, and when he gets out within seconds, they shoot so many bullets in him that he's nearly, you know, in half. And of course, when his family, it's in front of his family, then the police, you know, arrest the dad and do things like this. It's as disgusting as we continually see for the 1,000-plus lives taken every year by the police.
And this occurred again in Santa Ana, California, correct?
Correct. It was in Santa Ana, California, and it happened to be to a council member, Jonathan Hernandez. It was his cousin, Brandon Lopez, that the Anaheim police murdered. And you had people like himself, a council member who's also a family member, among the father, among the mother, there wanting to supply support to their loved one who's having a mental health crisis. And then there you have the police do this in front of everybody. So the community and families across the country flew out, drove, and, you know, we stand in solidarity with them and every family affected and impacted by police violence across our country. And our number one objective to bring awareness to is we want to end qualified immunity. You know, when something like this happens to your loved one, this is not something where you can just move from the city or the place. Like, you, there's no getting away from the police at this time. And so we got to keep coming together to make sure when they do these disgusting acts that they're actually held accountable and treated just like anybody else would if they were to do the same thing.
You mentioned the term qualified immunity. Can you give us a little more in-depth name in terms of that? Because we want to talk about, especially right now, you know, on the heels of coming up on election time, not only in Chicago but throughout the country, a lot of terms that, you know, threw around, and many people may, you know, feel hesitant to, you know, ask, you know, in layman terms, what does it mean? And I want everyone to get their pens and papers out of their iPads and what have you. You know, some of these terms, some of these different legal terms or what have you may be interchangeable in other parts of the country, but to really dissect it, and let's struggle to, you know, like I recall some years back, say 2002, 2003, it was a joint venture between all law enforcement agencies, Safe Neighborhoods Act, that's what it was, and we were challenging it, the Safe Neighborhoods Act, and basically what it was in a situation where, you know, local law enforcement, you know, saying federal agencies and they're merging together, and so a lot of times we get different medical terms or legal terms, you know, we really don't grasp the significance to it or, you know, how it impacts us. Impacts really in particular the black community as well as all the other respective colonized communities. But it's said to us, discussions I had, you know, whether it be politicians or people in the medical field, in a sort of dogma or elitism way that people are, you know, taught to feel stupid for not knowing what these are. You would think, you know, the irony is you would think the most impacted community should be abreast of this conversation, should be, you know, like Tupac had a talk, and he said schools should talk about, you know, different stuff that we go through in respective community. And that's why, like even with sickle cell anemia, that was something that was not discussed, and, you know, saying in black community was primarily being impacted by it. In the Black Panther Party, they made it applicable how they dealt with the people with the first retesting for sickle cell anemia. And, you know what I'm saying, and how they literally turn the communities and the classrooms. In that spirit, we want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, these terms. You know, people, let's have some discussion about qualified immunity. Let's have some discussion about the Safety Act. Let's have some discussion about the Pretrial Fairness Act. You know what I'm saying? Let's, you know, be able to, you know, break it down the way out the pros and cons, because the reality is there'll be situations where certain momentum is gained. And, you know, when the mass in the ruling class will say, okay, dole out some concessions. And we have to be able to say this, we have to be armed and equipped with a political analysis to take a position, as France Fanon has stated, that to be able to accept the concessions without compromising our principles. So we got, you know, in other words, we got to know we come through this, okay, look, this is our line of demarcation. We'll say we would go no further. We know certain things. You know, we get this law, they might take this, whatever, you know. And be real careful for the fine print. Like, you hear, like, affirmative action. You know, it's in the front. It'll be based on, you think, you know, black people did, all of a sudden they start playing the word game with the word minority. So, you know, so let's listen up and let's have, you know, saying, call in and engage in some dialogue about these different respective laws we're talking about. Who does it impact? How does it impact? You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's like nothing is absolute. You know what I'm saying? And you may say, okay, well, this may be a beneficial to a certain period of time. But, you know what I'm saying? But like I tell you, the parole hearing, so on and so forth, you have to put in context what period of time you're talking about. So with that being said, give us a little background, the position. In particular, Santa Ana, California, and if there is something that you see as close to equivalent to that in any other respective place, parts throughout the country.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's an amazing question and point. And exactly, qualified immunity. It's hard to even know what that could even mean. So, what it really is, simply put, is when there is a lawsuit and a person is a victim of any type of anything. When there's a lawsuit with any company, the company has to pay it. That's why, you know, if you were to work for any company in the country and you were to cost your employer money, they're not going to hire you. And if they have chains all over the country, you're not going to be hired at any of them ever because you've cost your employer money. And it's financially, it would be financially unsafe to hire someone that could cost their employer money. What qualified immunity is it's really only for the police. And that's why you can have officers, including one of the officers that killed Brandon Lopez, kill multiple people, one, two, three people, and still be employed. Now, if a family's paid out, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars in a settlement, and it comes out of that officer's pocket, are they going to be able to do that one, two, three, four times? Of course not. And the reason that qualified immunity is a horrible thing is because it gives this blanket protection for police officers so that the taxpayers have to pay the money. The victims of the police have to pay their own settlements. And again, that's awfully, that's horrible. That doesn't even make sense that we're paying our own settlements. It's over $1 billion has been paid because of policemen misconduct to the people, and that's paid by the people. So if we could end qualified immunity, I don't think it could be financially, be financially able to be continued if the people who were responsible for these murders, for these assaults, were financially responsible for the damages that they caused. So that's how I understand qualified immunity to be.
So right on. So the qualified immunity is okay. Is applicable to criminal as well as civil litigation.
Not criminal. So criminal is going to be different, right? The prosecutor is rarely going to charge, right? In the case of Breonna Taylor, you mentioned Kenny Walker. You know, Kenny Walker to me is a hero. He was trying to protect his queen because there were intruders in his place, you know? And so should
Breonna
be celebrated.
Yeah.
And you had people like Daniel Cameron at the time say that, you know, all the worst things about Breonna Taylor and Kenny Walker, yet cover up for the cops who now are being charged. And so the process of that is really the people continuing to demand justice, the prosecutors eventually holding those officers, or in some cases the FBI having to come in and hold these cops accountable. But then that's going to actually come to a courtroom. And something that I've been sharing how we handle the courtroom is we have to participate in jury duty. And they use jurors to continually put people who shouldn't be in jail, as we should call them, in concentration camps. They continue to put people in concentration camps that they shouldn't, and they'll actually let officers who should go to the prison and the concentration camp, they let them go home because of juries not reflecting the communities that they're in. And so the qualified immunity is more the financial civil part. The prosecutor has to charge these cops when they do wrong, which rarely happens. Less than 1% of cops who do wrong are held accountable. And I believe if we end qualified immunity, this kind of blanket financial insurance that they get, it would help end that.
You know, so even some of the irony, you know, even with this discussion, you know, like a lot of times you say, you know, a lot of people say, well, they have questions on how to see what's a contradiction and what's not a contradiction. So, well, you know, a litmus test in many cases is just turn the tables around. Like, look at how the people are treated, you know, in regards to cases, you know, and the rip over their resources. You know, I'm talking about here, I'm thinking about, you know, Florida, Louisiana in particular, you know what I'm saying? It's blatant, you know what I'm saying? Well, just even the charge, people being charged with a crime. And, you know what I'm saying, how law enforcement could get to ride around in their cars, their vehicles, their house. I mean, I'm talking before they even convicted, you know what I'm saying? And just, and you say, well, how is this great, this contrast of how people, you know what I'm saying, the question of resources, how people just have all their livelihood ripped up from them, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, and then even cases where people are in prison, where they, you know what I'm saying, they penalize their finances, you know what I'm saying, that, some places in prison, they charge you, they have prisons paying rent. You know what I'm saying? You would think that, you know, logical thing would be like, man, hey, evict me. You know, man, kick me up out of here. You really, for all practical purpose, you're a captive audience. You know what I'm saying? You there's no tenant association, a rent strike, you know what I'm saying? But this is a reality, you know what I'm saying? You know, cats who they may have doing prison labor, you know what I'm saying? You have money on what they call money on the books or commissary. And it's to have this contrast with law enforcement, you know, like I said, you got, like you said, this blanket insurance policy, and it impacts how you move, or potentially don't move. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a criminal psychologist said that behavior is affected by consequences. You know, and so this is something that, I can't look for any something that's correlated to it here in Chicago and other places, but. Excuse me, we should be familiar with this here. Y'all feel free to call in with us, y'all. We live in the rec on Freedom Hour Radio, 929-477-3785. We're talking to the Senate, you know what I'm saying, always feeling the police. We still riding high of the phenomenal event. We had some discussions already. I was talking about some moves with the Savage Fam, Comrade Connell, who's Tiny House Warriors, and others, you know what I'm saying, to really keep this momentum going. I won't let the cat out the bag. We brainstorm on something that's bigger than the concert, bigger than the conference. You know what I'm saying? That might be one of the slogans we have this event. But those who missed the event, this Santa Ana, to my Lionel Steinberg had her artists were there performing. They were at the stage. You know, Councilor Hernandez, he spoke. Tony DeWitt. You know, I mean, it was. People from different forces, and also at the event was representative people who knew Brandon Lopez, the local respective tattoo parlors, the barbershops, what have you. So it wasn't just confined to the quote unquote conscious crowd. You know, so when people come in, it was again, guess who, the tattoos, all that. You know, so it was a phenomenal event. And I made point of that because often we say it's important that we distinguish a war from a revolution. You know, war being you have two occupying armies and you suit up and you boot up and you get out to get out. And the revolution, on the other hand, where you gain the minds of participation of the masses of the people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to point that out again. Phenomenal event. We live in the wreck, y'all. Making history, taking history, taping history. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Send it. Let us know anything. Feel free. Anything else you want we miss, you want to touch on, feel free.
I would just say that, I encourage people to always film the police because if it's, your word against theirs, we all know how that goes. And so we need transparency, and unfortunately we need proof. And the cops have killed, it was 1,055 people at least in 2021. That's at least three people a day. You know, we only know George Floyd because someone was holding their phone and filming it. And so when we see the police, we need to film them. If we're getting pulled over, we need to film before we pull over. I got people, every day saying, hey, the cop told me not to film. Well, you should, in my opinion, you should be filming before. The second you see it, this is what I do. If I see a cop anywhere, I start filming. I'd rather delete the video later and just have something recording on me. And some people go, oh, is that illegal? Do you have to tell them? No. The police are public servants. When they're in uniform, when they're on duty, they work for us. They have no expectation of privacy. So we can film them all of the time when we talk to them, and we don't have to let them know. I was pulled over. I spent the night in jail because I didn't want to, follow the officer's directions, and that's possible. Unfortunately, they got a gun. They got cuffs. So when we don't listen to them, they can actually just physically do things that if we retaliate, we're actually going to be in more trouble, or we could be dead and look like the criminal instead of the victims that we are. So the reality is we always have to film them. And that's just something I'm going to continue to share and let people know. And regarding the prisons, you know, the whole thing is to make money. They're making billions of dollars for these corporations. They got inmates making $0, pennies on the dollar. When they get out, they can't even get the same jobs that they had in the prison that they got paid nothing for. And the whole thing, you know, slavery was never abolished. It was given an exception. And so there, I know that that's coming up on the ballots as well in five different states. Alabama is one of them, which has some of the most heinous prison concentration camp conditions that I've ever seen. And so, yeah, and the idea that everyone in these prisons are, you know, violent people. Bad. No, no, no. I know someone in this, in one of these maximum security prisons who is 23 years old. He's never been violent. He's never harmed anybody. You know, he got a 65-year sentence at 15 years old. And, Chairman, I know you were fortunate enough to speak to his mother, Tina, regarding Lakeith Smith. But, you know, this is a kid who's in one of these prisons. This isn't – we got to, you know, realize that this is not all – the stuff they've shown in the movies, the media and all this stuff, it's all been brainwashing us, and we got to really start having these conversations. So I thank you, you know, for, again, the energy and the time that you brought. And I know you forever changed me among others. So you're so appreciated.
Well, I'm honored and humble, looking forward to, you know, saying future moves. If you can, Kenny, if you give us Kenny's Kenny, that's the young brother I talked to the other day, correct?
I'm sorry, who was it?
The young man I talked to who's locked up now. I talked to him and his mother.
Oh yeah. Well, you only had talked. Yeah. His mother you had spoken to, Lakeith Smith. Yes.
Okay. Is it possible to give out his information? Can we have a program of one prisoner, one contact? We encourage people to, you know, correspond with different prisoners. You know what I'm saying? For, you know, everything from not only the morale question but the security question.
Absolutely. I would love to get you the information that people can contact and mail him stuff, you know, directly. Absolutely.
Right on. You have that on hand? Do you have it on hand?
What, excuse me?
Do you have it now? Do you have it now?
Oh, do I have it now? Yeah, I could get it. 1 second. Here you go. Yes, I will.
Okay, no problem.
Right on. Yeah, because sending him mail, you know what I mean? He's got court coming up December 2nd. So I know, you know, okay, here it is. And I'll send this as well.
Someone listen. Type it in. Yeah.
To the chairman as well. But it's Lakeith Smith, and then it's AIS, and then there's numbers 314060, and that's St. Clair Correctional Facility, 1000 St. Clair Road. It's Springville, Alabama, and the address is 36146. And if you send a self-addressed envelope, you know, there's no guarantees, but it's possible that Lakeith would be able to write something back and send you something as well. And I'll make sure to send you that that information, Chairman.
Right on. In the spirit of one prisoner, one contact, no doubt about it. You know, this is imperative for a number of reasons. We mentioned before that in the state of Illinois, there are prisoners who've been dead over an excess of 15 years. But the state still is getting allocated resources for them, being that they, you know, the state still has one count. You know, so no accountability, y'all. Again, so y'all make sure that one prisoner, one contact. Now, it's Dan in the building. I see you. Okay, come on, call in. So you got some updates in regards to the case of Grandma's J and also the case of Ozone. You say, okay, let's put it out, you know what I'm saying? The line's open, you know what I'm saying? 929-477-3785. Press 1. You know what I'm saying? We talk about, are we moving the groove? I want to talk about also, well, I'm thinking next week I want to talk about this too, though. Let me breathe, you know what I'm saying, before I talk about I keep on procrastinating about these movie reviews. There's a lot of discussion in regards, you see, everything is political. A lot of discussion in regards to this Jeffrey Dahmer discussion. And I think, you know, like in too many things, there's always an attempt to devalue a contradiction, not committed to some sort of, you know, elementary, you know, person of race or a racist, or he's a bad person, he's this monster. The dynamics of the Jeffrey Dahmer case in Milwaukee is, you know, it really is reflective. It's a microcosm of, you know, everything from issues with mental health issue to that of how, you know, saying the politics of how the media depicts, and that's long, and not to mention the way in regards to the police. You know, the way, I mean, black folks having some stale chicken. I mean, inside the apartment, they kick it through your door. So, I mean, you cannot negate the question of race. That, I mean, the law enforcement in Milwaukee actually brought the Asian cat, the Asian dude. They brought him back to Jeffrey Dahmer, literally. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and it's like even when the police come up on the scene, and if you see black people, you know, say how you criminalized. And I only seen one or two episodes, but matter of fact, it was brought to my attention. Brother reminded me that the cat who got the case, or the cat who took Jeffrey Dahmer out, brother reminded me, he said, "Jeffrey, you remember, you used to talk to him, you remember him years ago around the neighborhood?" I said, "Wow, it's a small world." But again, whenever we have the opportunity to really put in the correct political context, you know, we'll be going delving into that a little more deeper. But y'all get these, you know, send these list of prisoners up and their contacts up and call in, give us any updates, you know, what's going on. You know, say 929-477-3785. Again, those who missed that event, it might be posted up. I know Showbody got a clip gonna be putting up shortly. If y'all repost that, let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. 929-477-3785. Press 1. Right on. Any more calls in queue? And let me just say again, Cindy, we appreciate you. And I didn't text. Could you text Joe Grande? Could you text him the flyer right with the signature to him? Joe and Blue, text them. Text.
I'm gonna text.
And I'm on the air right now. Yeah, man. I was rushing, man. Yeah.
I want
to hear the
also,
show.
No, tell me.
I want them to hear the show, and also you can Jacob Blake, Bianca Cortez. Make sure you send them that. You know what I'm saying? Because again, I love they call it too. Because the event. I just can't, you know, stress enough. You know what I'm saying? The environment, the people. I mean, and it was a lot of times you get caught. Like it's the flow of it. You know, I mean, like so I'm really brainstorm on this thing I'm thinking about, this move I'm looking at, and that thing being bigger than the concert, bigger than the conference, because a lot of times we get caught up in these stagnant, like, you know, actual event or whatever, and they find that balance with the artists, what they're saying, coincides with the politics of the agenda. But the deal is, when you come up out of there, how you feel, you know what I'm saying, not only in heightened some contradictions, you've been enlightened, but also ready, you know what I'm saying, tied into some concrete work. Again, I think it was phenomenal. We're real big advocates about the people being able to speak on their own terms. And that was, you know, people from different respective communities, you know what I'm saying, laying it out. You don't need a degree to say something's wrong with the police shooting you 17 times. You did? And I look forward to calling these cases to right here, you know, in the city of Chicago, and throughout every Carolina community, what's happening, you know. I don't know if y'all, it's an election coming up now, and that's a certain, that's a discussion. And feel free, anybody else in the Chicago area, you know what I'm saying, with your thoughts. And we're hearing these discussions, but you know what I'm saying, the pretrial fairness act, you know, other things that the safety act. I told him, say, well, that's just some new law. Let's dissect it. You know what I'm saying? And also look for, you know, Professor Grizz praise and talk about how it would have impacted the pretrial fairness act case of Nicholas Lee. So a lot of times you need to take, like, I'm glad how you just sent it, the law, the qualified immunity. sometimes we need these to make it applicable, because sometimes we, the way the ruling class, if they even talk to us about the law, or I'm gonna say any law, medical situation, it's in an abstract way. Sometimes you need, I know for myself, you say, okay, no, this is a direct case that you can correlate how it impacts you, you know. So we want to talk about that, you know, since people can relate to. And that's how, you know, that's how you grasp certain things. A lot of times, you know, saying, you say, you know, I tell people, even when you watch a TV show, if it's something that you really can't, you know, relate to, of course, you're like, damn, like, you know, that connection, you're hard-pressed to get that connection. So we want to have this discussion with these laws, you know what I'm saying, so how, you know, how it's applicable, you know what I'm saying, and to us in one way or another. I say one way or another because a lot of times we don't see the direct hit. We miss the reverb effect. Again, we don't see the direct hit, the direct impact of a respective law, you know, or so in the medical field, you know what I'm saying? I mean, is that coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? I was telling someone, you can imagine, or you really can't imagine. Yeah, I heard, yes, Parisa, that Facebook, I got to sit down and I think update this Facebook. I believe that's what it is, iPad. I want y'all, maybe y'all can't come to Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube also. There's going to be a different child or different person now, you know, so even if the physically survives this era of during the pandemic, where you know you're told not to embrace each other, not to come into contact with each other. That's something that you know, even after you say this, okay, no more, there's no more fear of the coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? But that there's gonna be a different child that's born during that era as opposed to, you know, 8, 5, 10 years ago. So you like, you know what I'm saying, that like even the killings in our communities, and not just Chirac. I mean, and take notice, y'all, what's happening. You know, Philadelphia, I think New Orleans have just called for, they said, for all practical purposes, they don't use the term. They said deputizing citizens in response to the crime epidemic in places in New Orleans, Louisiana. And you have to say, wait a minute, how was this? What do you attribute to this? They're saying, just the killings, the type of killings that are happening every day, all day. And, you know, and people say terms like the purge or whatever, man, but it's real deal. And the purge, the purge is not just, you know, massive killings, but you look at what type of laws are being put in place, what type of, you know, what rewards are given, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, I was watching some movie the other day, maybe Chicago PD. Yeah, it was an episode of Chicago PD. And it was showing how the lieutenant of the special unit, Voigt, how they had took down this particular section of a major cartel. But then the ones that came in, the ones that was brought in after them, you know what I'm saying, how more lack much of a lack of structure, the ones that came in, how more dogmatic they were with the community. And I said, you really get caught up in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And how, they said, actually, I think Tupac had said in the music industry, Tupac had said something to the effect, he said, you think I'm something, wait till you see what happens to the ones they bring in after me. And you look at the music industry, you know what I'm saying? You say, damn, what's the odds of this? What's the odds of this? What's the, it'd be the norm of the disdain for, all these rappers, you know what I'm saying, disdain for black people, for the hate, for the disdain for black men and black women, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, yeah, you got a couple of ones you can pick out. You say, what, this got to be by design. What's the odds of this in Philadelphia, New Orleans? You know what I'm saying? Every night these, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. We down by design, y'all. 929-477-3785, press 1. Baton the Builder. Hey, my brother, hey, man, Mission, love you, man. Call in, as we say, club in if you feel, my brother. Good, man, good to see you. Good to see you. Yes, indeed. Slide right back at you, man. No doubt about it. Free all.
I sent the image to a bunch of them as well just now.
Perfect, perfect. And if they call in late or whatever, they tune in late, make sure you tell them again. Make sure they replay the show. And like I said, are we going to be up and Annie with us? We're talking about this with the podcast. I definitely want to be reaching out. Let me ask you a question. Do you know how Joe and Blue had it? Is that podcast going to be shown in full? Sometimes it wasn't supposed to be, was it?
I'll ask them what day, but I think it would No, I don't think yet, but I believe it will be.
Okay.
I don't think so, but as soon as we get a link for it, I'll let you know. I was going
to
mention one of the families in attendance of the Santa Ana event was the family of Valentina. And, you know, speaking of qualified immunity and how it impacts people, and, you know, on the day before Christmas Eve, there was a gentleman having a mental health crisis in the Burlington Coat Factory department store. And the LAPD stormed in, and this one particular officer, William Jones, he storms ahead of everybody, and it's on his body cam. You know, they release partial body cam. Of course, they never release all of it, even though we pay for all of it. But he shows that he, you know, storms past everybody, and then he, you know, murders this gentleman having a mental health crisis. And his name was Daniel Hernandez, the guy having the mental health crisis. And when the guy shot this AR, this assault rifle, Officer William Jones, the bullets went through the wall and killed a 14-year-old girl who was in the dressing room with her mother praying that everything would be okay and for the safety. Huh?
No, I'm recalling the case now.
She was a 14-year-old Chilean girl, Valentina. You know, our president, the President Biden, had to apologize to the Chilean president for, you know, a state-sanctioned violence against one of their people. And the reality is this officer, William Jones, we understand is still getting paid. He's on a paid leave. And right now he's a football coach for a school called Santa Clarita High School. So, you know, we don't even know if the community there knows. You know, when I actually called the high school and I spoke to the staff there, I said, you know, did you know that the coach is responsible for killing two people, one of which was a 14-year-old girl, and now he's around, you know, 14-year-olds? And, you know, they said they didn't know. So I think as a community, these are practical things that we can do. We can look up Santa Clarita High School in Southern California. You know, you can email the people, you could call them, et cetera. And I just wanted to mention that this is what we're dealing with. If that officer was responsible for the financial damages that he's caused, he wouldn't be currently working as a coach. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a tactic that, you know, that the ruling class has historically employed, moving these people around like chess pieces, letting the heat down out for a minute. In fact, there was a big discussion a few weeks back about the pig who killed Tamir Rice, and, you know, he was about to be sworn in for the people put their community heat down and expose him. So right on. We got, you know what I'm saying, don't think it's, you better hear, like, got this man, it's P's name, Chicago, but they move them around, you know what I'm saying, so, and we got to be on it, you know,
And they know that, they know it, and I once told the officers, you know what bothers me the most, it's not even that an individual officer does something wrong, it's that there's no accountability ever across all of you. That's what's the most bothering. And he said, I had an officer in uniform once tell me this. He said, yeah, but you know where it's worse? I said, where? He said, you know where, like, the priests and the pedophiles? He said, yeah, they never get held accountable, and they go just get transferred everywhere. I said, yeah, but you know the difference among that is I don't have to go into a church and interact with anyone. But if you get behind me and put on your lights, what's going to happen if I don't pull over? And they know this, you know. I couldn't even believe he said that. But I guess I can, because that's how bad it is. And I just want to, again, thank you for your time. I do got to hop off, but I'm going to keep listening, supporting, and I can't wait to keep making change with you.
Right on. Appreciate you. We're gonna continue to make history, take history, and tape history, y'all. Live and direct, y'all. And again, we just came in from Santa Ana, California, still riding, as Chairman Fred said, still riding high up the people. So again, y'all. So y'all repost it, let people know, tune in, tap in with us. So come right, any more callers in queue?
No other callers in queue, Chairman.
You have to press one to be heard. 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 929-477-3785, and then press one. Okay, hold on. I got my glasses on. I think I see a question somewhere. Give me a little more specifics. Who was that? Mac Dre? Okay, you said, do you think the tensions within the government can head tomorrow? Give me a little more specifics if you can, or call in. I'm really not clear your question. You said, do I think they can do tensions? Give me a little more clarity. You know, we can take it from now, a little more clarity. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay, looking for any other questions or comments on here, y'all? Mac Dre, give me a little more clarity on your question, and I'll tap in with you. Or feel free to call in, 929-477-3785, then press 1 to be heard. Mm-hmm. We're having a phenomenal day. Okay, we waiting to call in the queue, and feel free, any points in particular, call in on 929-477-3785, and then you press 1, call us. Mm-hmm. 929-477-3785, then press 1. A little more announcement I do I have to make.
Call in
queue. You skipping also. Caller, welcome to Primo Radio, caller.
Peace and love. Peace and black power. How everybody doing?
We will on this end. How you doing? Who we have here on Primo Radio?
This Cortez Rice, a civil rights activist from Minneapolis, Minnesota,
also
the executive director of Families United. How you doing, brother?
I am still, as what Chairman Fred would say, I'm still too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. And what that means, y'all, in plain layman's terms, too high up the people to be shook up. As mentioned Cortez Rice a minute ago. I just literally left them the event that Senator just called and we're talking about. Oh, man. Bianca, Jacob, Blake. The energy was up the chain down there. You know what I'm saying? Again, people still buzzing. We put some stains and some brains and some marks and some hearts. And once just after the event, we hit some powerful podcasts. And, you know, Cortez Rice has called him before, actually, while he was locked up. And, you know, just even to hear the story, you know, a lot of times it's hard for people to connect the dots, you know, and this is 50 years later, you look back and say, oh, man, I didn't know this was, you know, timing. This is connected, like, this case is connected to this case. A lot of times you don't think the machine is actually, you know what I'm saying, the strategic strikes that they're doing. And like a beast in the boxing ring. You know what I'm saying? You only gotta watch your physical, your physical body. Who put the water in the who's in your quarter? Who's in your corner? Your family, the attacks. You know what I'm saying? And his testimony, he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just even the word about his son being murdered. You know what I'm saying? In the school. And the time, you know, in the high-profile case, who he is, in the case that he's locked up for, that time you say, you want, you know, a lot of times I don't think people want to know how deep this is. It's kind of like in that movie, A Few Good Men, with Jack Nicholson's character said, can't handle the truth. And I just, when he was telling the laying it out, you know, blow by blow, I was like, you know, I mean, the assault, but I was definitely targeted. With that being said, my brother, welcome to Free My Radio, man. The mic is open.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me. You know, again, you know, I'm, like you said, I'm high off the people. You know what I mean? It was a tremendous vibe and good weekend that we done had. You know, with all of us, those is moments that count right there. You know what I mean? That's what really means something. You know, it shows the real from the fake all day, anyways. But you know, like as Chairman was saying, yeah, my son Jamari Rice was murdered February 1st, 2022 at school in Sika High School. It was the second day at high school. And, you know, just because we're still going through court procedures and stuff like that, the trial's going to be starting October 24th and November 28th for the murderers, which were 18-year-old and 19-year-old grown men. My son was 15 years old, mind you that. You know, it's very deep, you know what I mean? I am a civil rights activist. I have been standing in solidarity with a lot of families and, you know, high-profile cases. And I went and protested at a judge house. Judge Regina Chu demanded cameras in a courtroom for the Kim Potter trial. Kim Potter was responsible for murdering Dante Wright. So we went to her house, the judge's house, and demanded cameras in a courtroom. Which we were peacefully protesting, and mind you, you know, we set bars really high. You feel what I'm saying? We're used to protesting at murder cops' houses and attorney general houses and DA houses, but nobody never went and protested at a judge house. To the point right now in St. Paul, Minnesota, they're trying to put in laws in place right now so that we can't do that. Well, I just wanted to clear that, you know, mention that part in as well. But, yeah, we went to the judge house, you know, coming back from Thanksgiving, we're coming back from Louisville, Kentucky, Thanksgiving Day. Apparently they put out a warrant for my arrest on Thanksgiving Day. Now that we know courts are closed that day, but yet they had a warrant for my arrest for felony harassment of a judicial officer. I fought this case for 5 months, and I beat the case January 28th. Again, February 1st is when my son was murdered. When I got out of jail.
You beat the case January 28th.
Yep, I beat the case January 28th.
You were not processed out yet.
No, I wasn't processed out yet. I actually had to stay in there until March. I don't know why, for what reason, after I beat the case. But, yeah, you know, this is kind of what the system does. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's designed for us to be failing and to lose out on everything, our house, our cars, our families, and just in our life in general. When I got out of jail, I read, you know, and I'm only commenting this right now. Like I said, the trial's going on, but it was multiple articles that were out saying one of the guys that murdered my son was related to the judge whose house I went and protested at. And yeah, you know, for everybody who's listening, you heard exactly what I just said. I went to the judge house and protested the judge house. I beat the case, felony harassment of a judicial officer. I beat that case. January 28th, February 1st is when my son got murdered. When I get out of jail in March, I read articles, and mind you, all of this was already going on, like all different type of articles. They putting us together. They knew who, you know, the media spinning the narrative that I'm Black Lives Matter, this and that and the third, you know what I mean? Trying to make me out to be a criminal. But, you know, like I said, I beat the case. And then when I get out, then I'm reading articles saying that one of the guys who murdered my son was related to the judge. Like, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, you know what I mean? And it's been shown time after time, and, you know, from multiple situations, even before what happened to my son, you know, where the connections just be too similar. You know what I mean? It's too close. It's almost like too close for comfort. And if you're out here standing up against this unjust system, you're really out here putting your life on the line, putting your family on the line. You're in the risk of losing everything, but you would do it for the people because you're so much in tune with the people. If you're for the people, by the people, you'll love your people. And that's just how I am. You know what I mean? That's how I operate it. You know, in order to change the world, you got to be willing to change within yourself. So, you know, what I did in my past is nothing what I'm doing in my future. That's for sure. It's kind of hard for me to even talk about it, but, you know, it's real. This is real life. This is what, you know, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, I just, again, man, continuous, you know what I'm saying? We got to really struggle to connect these dots, man, because I guess, you know, you look back, you know, the counterinsurgency, in other words, the war waged on the people is real. A lot of times people say, just look at the resistance by the person as an individual. Winnie Mandela said, when a person is in prison, it's not just the family, it's not just the individual that does the time, how the family and the community impacted, you know. And when you take stances, man, you know what I'm saying, and it's not like this, just a simple scope. Like you, on Public Enemy album, that target on that individual. I remember it's a net. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the whole impact. You know, and I remember talking about even the case of Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of late great Malcolm X, El Shabazz, and I was talking about, you know, like, man, just even the system, it studies lineage, it studies bloodline. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you know. Because I ain't even familiar with it, you know. So, and that's how we have to look at this, you know, in regards to the war being waged. I recall a situation when I was a police detective with the infamous Tams, Supermax, and they had a process. I thought, damn, just like deja vu. I just told about this a few weeks ago, but they take you from a board. And they, after 2 days, they explain why you placed in the infamous Supermax. And they took me down that lake, but they finally just said, okay, well, you know, the director says you are Fred Hampton Jr. You have the, they said, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., you have the ability to organize. And I was like, damn, let me get a copy of that paper. So we can't do that. But another brother, they had took him, and they had took him for the hearing. And he came back, and he was upset. And he was upset. He said, man, they told me that I'm related to one of the leadership of the street organizations, you see, the gangs in Chicago. And everybody's like, man, what? He said, I didn't know it. He said, they showed him and his family how he's related to this person. He said, had I known that, I would have been, you know, enjoying the fruits of being related to this brother. He said, I didn't even know it. And they have broke down. They knew his lineage, you know. And so, again, this I mean, they study potential. It's like a dog by the dog breeder. They know bloodlines, all that, you know, and that net of attack, you know what I'm saying. A lot of people dismiss it. Oh, you paranoid, you tripping, so on and so forth. And it's not just only in regards to other individuals, but certain things that, like this, we talk about the salting of the earth, how certain areas, you know, West Oakland, West Side Chicago, it's not by happenstance they were flooded with dope. You know what I'm saying? And it was the salt of the earth. So again, to put this, we have to start really, I mean, looking, putting this in context, you know, and you go back and look at historically, people who stood up, you know what I'm saying? Have family members were targeted, and you know, Tupac talked about how, you know, that they don't get a job, seek employment, so on and so forth. Other people in the family, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to put that in context, y'all. We live in the record frame on radio. We have Cortez Rice here. Again, we still riding half the people from Phenomenal Event in San Diego, California. Y'all, brother, give us some contact information for you also, if you can.
You're talking about You talking about of the event?
No, no, I'm talking for you. If people, you know what I'm saying, keep updated with your social media, so, whatever.
So, you know, to piggyback off of what you were saying, you know what I mean? I'm not paranoid, number one. I'm not crazy, none of that. Let's make that clear. So I'm big in a community. I do a lot for my community. I do a lot for the families who've been impacted by police brutality, gun violence, and or racism, which is all in one, if you ask me. I actually I knew George Floyd personally. So me and my cousin Timothy Williams, we marched from Minnesota to Washington, D.C., back in 2020, August 8th, we took off. It took us 22 days, 1,142 miles. Along the way, we met some amazing, strong families. We linked up with community activists and leaders across the nation and marched all the way to Minnesota for the to Washington, D.C. for the 57th commemoration speech of Dr. Martin Luther King, which was the reenactment of the Million Man March with the families. So, you know, the white right-wingers and the conservatives and police across the country, they know who I am. They know what I do. They know what I stand for. And I'm telling everybody, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, literally. The time is now, and it has always been now. So we have to take our stance. Our stance in this world, in this movement, and what we're doing for our people and our community. So we can continue the life and legacy of our loved ones and to uplift our brothers and sisters in our communities as well. So they know who I am, you know what I mean? I'm surrounded by very strong, powerful leaders in this movement. And, they target you. That's what they do. They target you, you know, literally the government, the city officials, the officers, the police departments and police unions, they target the leaders. And it's been happening, you know what I mean? You will always have your haters that will sit up there and talk all type of crap and stuff like that about you. Mind you, you know, they talk about Jesus. They talk about God. You know what I mean? So, what makes me any better? You know, they're going to definitely talk about me. They did it to Malcolm X. They did it to all our great ancestors and leaders that's been in this movement. So, you know, we just got to, you know, I can't stop fighting, though. You know, I won't stop fighting and standing in solidarity with these families because we have to continue to uplift one another and we got to spread love, not hate. That's the message that we got to spread out here, literally.
Right on.
I have Bianca right here too. She wanted to say something to you as well. Bianca Austin, the
host. Oh, no doubt.
Hey, here's a
no doubt about it. Right on. For those
Free
on Facebook,
Mars,
if I'm y'all might get
doing?
For your Mars, I'm still riding half the energy from the phenomenal event we just had though. You know what I'm saying? That still ain't came down yet though. You know, the energy's still on 1,000.
I'm trying to tell you, the energy was intense, and our presence was definitely felt, all the love and appreciation.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
It's unexplainable. It's an unexplainable feeling, man. But I'm honored and humbled at the same time. We get the opportunity to be under your leadership in the same space and, you know, still out here fighting for our black and brown people. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm honored, you know, I'm honored and humbled as well. Again, you know what I'm saying? I feel fortunate to serve again. And that the scheduled event, Rose the Concrete on the stage, but I'm talking about even after that, you know, I mean, up the stage, you know what I'm saying, the interacting with the families, the community, the podcast, you know what I'm saying, I mean,
yeah.
It's ongoing, you know what I'm saying, again, and I just, Jacob Blake, he had to leave out early, but quality time outweighs quantity time.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
we definitely
going
to have to, rekindle that. And, like, we still got a lot of work
Ain't
to
no
do.
Doubt about
so
it.
I look forward to our future
Ain't no doubt about it.
And making
yeah.
change.
Are we on? No doubt about it. No matter, y'all. And y'all, we talking live and direct, you know what I'm saying? I think about these cases. Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, you know what I'm saying, in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, Rodney Man Johnson, you know what I'm saying, different cases, you know, Nicholas Lee in the Cook County Jail, and you know what I'm saying, so many cases. I tap these names, you ready to see the stats and facts, you know what I'm saying. We pride ourselves on, you know what I'm saying, I mean, family members, you know what I'm saying, directly, like I was pointing out this event in Santa Ana, it was good. They had people that directly that knew Brandon Lopez, and
yeah.
Something really struggling to humanize these individuals, because a lot of times we see the feels the you can become immune or you can become stoic toward, you know what I'm saying. And Asada Shakur has said one of the things about being oppressed is you have to struggle to be able to distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal. So you know, so we keep these names out there.
Right.
But it's important too,
yep.
To hear, like, it's like it's certain. You do interviews with certain people. Like I watch 85 South. I got through the slug again. On my sister. Real. I got through this crack on her. On the side, you know, Bianca, she was saying, I got this idea, but they was saying, I don't want to let this idea. She talking about this whole thing about, and she said, you ever heard of this show? The audience, y'all, she asked me about, she said this thing like 85 South. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Cortez, and I ever heard of 85 South. So that's what I tell Google. How do young people say, Google me, you know what I'm saying? So we put it on the show and everything. So me and Jacob Blake, we say, we laugh, and I'm like, man, I've been on 85 South and everything. And I was watching the episode yesterday, 85 South,
uh-huh.
And they was talking short about Tupac, and they was asking about different experiences. And even like, so you hear these names, you know, I tell people, we fortunate to have people.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying some of the human dynamics about Pac, and because you know, so a lot of times, you get a name, see the pictures, and that connect might not be there. So we talking about these cases, y'all, these names that you hear,
mm-hmm.
You know, something on that stage, you know what I'm saying? Again, the presentations, and I tell you, I don't care how many times I hear Mother Comrade and Corn Jerry detail what happened December 4th, 1969, you know, that impact of, you know what I'm saying? Not only being there with, you know, Chairman Fred's assassin and covering down on the channel, but even knowing him in life. And this is with Tupac's song, Brenda's Got a Baby, was a part of this. Well, how does this affect us? And Pac said, let me show you how it affects the whole community. And when you hear it, go back and listen to the, you know what I'm saying, the testimonies, if you will, you know what I'm saying, the trickle-down impact, how it impacts us, you know, the hits mm-hmm. in our families and our community. It can't be told in words, y'all. And so... And you get to know certain people through the way other people, you know what I'm saying, follow up on them, how they represent them, how they speak about them, and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and stuff you may take for granted, you know what I'm saying. So, again,
mm-hmm.
as we always, a legacy is more important than your life. Legacy is more important than your life. And we owe it to these people, again, you know what I'm saying, you know, keep on pushing, you know what I'm saying, real talk.
I'm gonna forever represent, you know, my niece Breonna Taylor, and make sure
right.
that, you know, her life and legacy lives on, you know, through me and in our family and, you know, generations to come, you know, and that's why we founded Families United as well, so other people can, you know, have that same opportunity, you know, because not everybody make it in the news, but we still out here dying at a rapid rate. So it's important for us to not only advocate for our family, but for, you know, other families that's going through the same tragedy in our communities without, you know, national attention. So it's definitely dearly important to us. And, you know, under your leadership, you know, like I can't go wrong. There's no right or wrong turn for me at this point. And
we all
So I'm definitely humbled. Like, I like the energy. I'm going off the energy from this past weekend. Like, it's there come. Like, we were just talking about how, like, we'll cherish this moment forever. You know, like nothing compares to what we just went through. So it's all love. All love.
Yes, indeed. Well, as we say, you know, right black at you, man, right black at y'all, man. We're going to continue to make history, take history, tape history. These, you know, the airways are always open. In fact, ironically, too, yeah, we mentioned, too, like, even, and just, I mentioned these different individuals also. It was, was it last week, week before last, where you was with Jacob Blake in Akron, Ohio. What's the case?
Yeah.
What's the case?
A lot of, you know, we was arrested in Akron where Jacob was assaulted, and the activist Michael Harris out there, you know, they was assaulted. We went out there to stand in solidarity with Jalen Walker's family, and really was tracked down and targeted by Akron police. We all went to jail out there. We are still all pending cases. They still are pursuing cases on us with inciting a riot, and
failure to disperse,
and I forget the last one. But, yeah, they all still very much coming after us with these charges. So our main focus right now is to get these charges dismissed. Not only our charges, but other community members out there that was wrongfully arrested as well. So we need Akron Police Chief to drop these charges for sure.
I need y'all to make sure y'all follow Cortez Bianca. I mentioned, and I hope them youngsters, them brothers who I spoke to today at their school, especially the young kids, John Quez, you better be tuning in. It's your homework assignment, man. Y'all.
Absolutely.
These don't be no one hit wonders. In other words, you hear about these cases, you say, "Oh, damn, that's messed up. They killed, you know, they killed this person. They killed, and it's over." And a lot of times you would think people would say, "Okay, well, man, you still having your family, sit back, be cool." And these are forces that we fortunate, this man. To be recharged and come back out, travel to go tie in other cases. You know what I'm saying? So again, we got to see the time, and we got to, you know, we need that support. And I can't get to Akron, Ohio. I can't get down to Cook County Jail or whatever have you.
Yeah.
The deal is, man, those call-ins,
those hashtags,
and social media.
Yeah.
All that's important. All that's important, no doubt about it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we talk about that. We have to talk about our victories too, Chairman. How we was just out in Tampa, Florida. Prayers to Tampa, Florida right now. They're going through a hurricane, but, you know, we just was down there with Joseph Andrew III's family, which was awarded $15 million in his wrongful death case down in Tampa, Florida. So we do need to celebrate those victories, and it's still justice for Andrew Joseph III.
Write these names down for those who just tuning in with us who might not be familiar.
Write them down.
Write these names and go check these names. And notice how the rule, even how the media reports this, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, police involved shooting, whatever. They real kept with the words and terms, you know what I'm saying? And they, like in regards to this case here, give the name again?
Andrew Joseph III.
Andrew Joseph III,
you know what I'm saying? Florida. The jurors found in Tampa, Florida. The jurors awarded the family $15 million.
Yeah, keep up in the ante, y'all. Keep up in the ante, y'all. We said what Frantz Fanon said, you know, we will accept the concessions, we'll never compromise our principle. And not that you take certain victories for granted, but you... Think back not that far long ago. If you go back and just look, it was unheard of. You know what I'm saying? For police name to be revealed, police to be charged. You know what I'm saying? And it's not because the system said, well, you know what, we thought about it. You know, we went back and checked it. It is kind of bogus. And so we said, this is due to resistance. You know what I'm saying? And people say, well, how did we do those? It's not just this one tactic. We assess different apparatus, different, you know what I'm saying? Again, the call-ins, all that, you know, play a role. And basically that street heat that from the people, you know what I'm saying? And again, a criminal psychologist said behavior is affected by consequences, y'all. So again, we encourage y'all to get these cases, keep them moving out there, you know, some time in, because again, hey, we can't get caught up in no, well, this just happened in Chicago, this happened in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Man, make these connections, you know what I'm saying? State to state, bigger than that, y'all. Bigger than that. Yes, indeed.
And let's not forget about, you know, one of the officers involved with the murder in the slaying of Marcellus Danette out there in Waukegan, Illinois, was just brought up on charges as well.
Give us that again if you can. One more time.
One of the officers involved with the murder and the slaying of Marcellus Danette out in Waukegan, Illinois, was just charged as well.
Yeah.
You know, so the, you know, we stand in solidarity with the Stinnett family as
that
well. Uplift them and continue to send them prayers in this fight and in this battle. You know, it's, you know, for anybody, like, please don't give up. Please don't feel discouraged. It may take 1 year. It may take 2 years. It may take 8 years. You know, and it's a prime example. You know, like she said, with the Andrew Joseph wrongful death lawsuit that they just gave the family out there. You know, we must continue to stand and continue to fight. You know, please don't feel discouraged at all. Don't think that you won't get no justice or you ain't gonna get no help or anything like that. Ain't nobody gonna fight no harder than you. You know what I mean? So you gotta be out there and fighting for your loved one, continue the life and the legacy of your loved one as well, no matter what. Rather it's one army, two armies, or three is better than none. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Not to
battle fatigue is real. Battle fatigue is real, and in the spirit of steel sharpening steel, and men and women sharpening men and women. You know, saying that's why it's important that we utilize apparatus such as this Freedom All Radio that we hear about, you know, since victories, that we hear about struggles we go through, you know, because again, they're not going to show you, other people are resistance. You know, like I tell people, say when they train the elephant in India, if the elephant sees the train step on the cup and the elephant steps on the cup, that elephant has to be destroyed because it can be ages. I tell people, so when you watch shows like Cops, I said, you think they going to show you the ones where people got away? No, I think they're going to edit that out. You know what I'm saying? 48 hours. People watching 48 hours and damn, everybody's snitching. I said, they're not going to show you the ones who ain't snitching. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to show you. So, again, you know, so you like to hear about these cases. You like, damn, I'm for just, you see what happened? They kill us when nothing happened. We giving you direct testimony, you know, of resistance that's happening. You know, say it's happening. He said, "Why? Well, I didn't know about it." It's an old saying that say, "If a tree falls in the forest, and it falls, if it doesn't make a sound, if you didn't hear it, who are you? It makes a sound, of course, whether you heard it or not. And resistance is happening. But again, it's a potent part of the plan." To never release that, and say, do not let them know that Cat's fighting back. You know what I'm saying? Cat's talking about this here, and you dig, and of course, it can be demoralized because you're going against all odds. You know, just speaking about this here, but as Malcolm X said, one of the analogies that Malcolm X had gave, you can lay down for this system. You can lay down and say, man, you can literally lay down and say, Master, am I cool? Am I all right? This system would say, no, nigga, turn over. You know what I'm saying? It is never satisfied. And it's not only the service of the people, but the service of history. That we lay it down that for future generations, they can look back and say, man, no, some motherfuckers got out. Motherfuckers fall back. Motherfuckers call this out. So it's not no new thing. You know what I'm saying? And wow. Social backs, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's a saying, one of the sayings that the Sandinistas had in Latin America, that the will of the people is greater than the man's technology, y'all. Real talk. We live and direct, y'all. Spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. That's what it is.
Indeed.
We got the family of Fremont.
Fremont,
Sammy. Fremont,
come
here.
Fremont, Sammy, we had a call in queue. Call in queue.
Call in queue. Welcome, Fremont Radio.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? This aunt for Sally's family.
See, Fremont, what was it again?
This aunt from Savage Family, fam. Connor, who's asking to call in, brother? What's going down?
Hey, y'all don't know who Savage Fam is. Y'all, if y'all happen to miss the Chairman Fred's Street Party August 30th, the stage and the ground still hot. You know, stand from the heat. You know what I'm saying? These comrades, they laid it down. And even before then, we got a long history, again, you know, not just in regards to the performance, what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think back, you know, on the hidden reservations and, you know, tying in the resistance, you know what I'm saying, African and indigenous community. I know, again, as I said before, a lot of people would say, well, I haven't seen, you know, some people even say after the Channel Fresh Street Party, some youngsters say it. He said, man, I ain't know no Indians. He said, you had real native indigenous. I said, yeah. It's hot. I can't say that to know that you just need to know about this. In an abstract sort of way, it also puts this stuff in historical context. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go back and look, you hear about stuff about, you know, not even some of the John Wayne movies. I'm talking about like even the propaganda, like, you know, that you hear about, you know, terms like Indian guilt, even how you view the discussion, the term about land, you know what I'm saying? And you start hearing about how you look at the land different, you look at the history, and you take it, you hear about, like, even how in our respective communities, you know what I'm saying, the political prisoners, and you start hearing about other dynamics, you know what I'm saying, that's outside of your generation and outside your location. One, it can be demoralized again. Like, damn, these motherfuckers fucking over everybody. Well, they did it to the native people too. You start hearing terms like pipelines, and you know what I'm saying, stuff you don't have to hear about in a reactionary way. In other words, a lot of times we hear about stuff about salmon, the way fishing, the water, the the thing Al Gore, I'm gonna turn and use about, you know, saying how the earth is being destroyed. But you hear from a watered down white people version. But you know, saying to be touched down with comrades who tied in challenging this here. You know what I'm saying? Some of the land in an actual way. You know what I'm saying? Similar to what we talk about, like the survival programs, Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, we gotta have the children should eat breakfast, the most important meal of the day. And the same one that's saying this to you. You know what I'm saying? Literally have programs set up, you know what I'm saying, where the sugar, if the children get anything, the type of sugary cereals they give, so on and so forth, and you say it's really just a bullshit speech. But you see, the Panther Party actually not only theory and practice, the indigenous community, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really challenging pipelines, you know what I'm saying? Really, you start saying, oh, we should come together. That's the you say, wait a minute. You start hearing about the coalition of work of campaigns about, you know what I'm saying, Leonard Peltier, you know what I'm saying, Mumia Abu-Jamal's, Orlando Wallace, with concrete. I just come together, oh, you my homie, my friend. I mean, man, based on blood, sweat, and tears, you know what I'm saying, attacks, you know what I'm saying, Comrade Connors, the case that they was given, you hear about places like Standing Rock and other places, and you start saying, wait a minute. I just came from. We just traveled recently, and the place is Custer's Last Stand. You know, and you say you hear about this. You say, damn, you hear about this in history class, and it's real abstract. We give y'all the opportunity to draw the correlations. You know what I'm saying? What happened and what's happening, and not again, and to get, you know, even and to get the underbelly of it. You know what I'm saying? So Savage Family, the building, and man, talk to us, man. Oh, welcome, man, again. Man, love you, love y'all. Miss y'all, man, already, man. We brainstormed on some major moves that happened. I know you over there, Brandon, on some different things, you know what I'm saying? I want you to definitely break the ice with us without giving too much details about, you know what I'm saying, this tour we're going to be putting together and whatever else, you know what I'm saying, going down in respect to the area on there. So the mic is open, my man.
For sure. Appreciate the love and respect. Freedom Law all day. Much love to the movement. Yeah, we appreciate being having the opportunity to be able to reach out and work with. So our mission is, like, where I come from, I'm not slam. I come from illegally occupied Washington State, right? That's where my peoples come from. The reason most people think natives don't exist is because they had to, you know, one, extermination programs, and then two, they had the relocation programs, and they started sending our people to the city with no chance to return to their homeland, so they just dropped them in various areas far away, be it L.A., be it Seattle, be it Minneapolis, Minnesota. Throughout the nation, they just started dropping natives in the city, and so because of that, you know, we kind of went different ways, and we kind of figured out ways to survive just like anybody else, and that's kind of the situation. But now, you know, we kind of returning to some of the things that grounded us beforehand. Where we're from, we have things called Shauna Quinn, what other people call warriors. Like, we're forbidden to forgive. We can't forgive the system. We're disallowed. That is, you know, we have no allowance to forgive a system that destroyed our people. So there's no way for us to say, okay, like, this is good and we can move on and we can move forward. Like, our objective is to destroy the system that imprisons our people, right? You know, and so for us, every prisoner is a political prisoner. Every prisoner is illegally imprisoned by an unjust system and a system that's not even supposed to be in place. It's a rogue system. The United Snakes of America is in no way, shape, or form a proper system. So for us, like, to naturally have alliances with people we've had alliances with before, people that we've been taught that are not our allies or our enemies or whatever it may be, that's an illusion, so that we can become weaker and remain weak and not have the ability to actually confront the system and maintain a real resistance against the system, right? So for us, now we see the things that we grew up on in the city as just training grounds for us to prepare for, you know, the things to come in terms of the battles to come, right? So we see it as such, right? And so for us, it's always been an honor to die in battle. It's an honor to live as well, but at the same time, for us, resistance comes with all kinds of costs, and, you know, realistically, the honor to be able to represent who we are and what we are and represent the resistance itself and know that we're forbidden to forgive the system, you know. And so now we're just talking about all ways that we can work together with all of our relatives that share the same struggle, that know what it's like to be in prison in a system that despises us, that profits off of our misery, that destroys us, takes every opportunity to kill us, takes every opportunity to imprison us. And so for us, that's, you know, it's a natural progression back into a position that we're supposed to be in, which is working together, right? So for us, we look forward to it. So for us, we bring the energy that we can bring. We, you know what I'm saying, we're working on networks to help, you know, realistically be able to feed each other, you know what I'm saying, like good food, not food that's put into our grocery stores that, you know, teaches us to, you know, destroy ourselves as well too, right? So for us, you know, those who feed you control you, in a sense, that's the way it works. So for, you know, our vision is networks. No, natives are still here. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reality is that they, you know, they created, they didn't necessarily create something. They put us in a position to be kind of unseen. And so we have to remind everyone that we're present. Not only are we present, we're also very much active in the revitalization of our people and also active in the protection and defense of our people and homelands, right, in our waterways as well. So, you know, our mission is to work with people in, you know, my sister Kanahusa, you know, linked me up with yourself, linked our organization up with yourself and others. And, you know what I'm saying, we just appreciate the opportunity to be able to be there, to be able to start doing this work. We got a lot of the work to do, you know, so we're behind, so we got to go, you know, 10 toes down all the time, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I guess that's you know, anything else, any other questions, any other concerns? Like, realistically, we're fighting the same, we're fighting the same enemy, the same oppressor, the same system, and so that's where we sit right now. We're not on some, you know, yes, that's kind of our mission right now, is to find like-minded
like-spirited people who share, you know what I'm saying, who share the same kind of ideologies and the same kind of principles and values, because, you know, slowly they're diminishing, so.
Right on. And you can't give us some context, too, man, you know what I'm saying, social media contacts, you know, so people check out some stuff that y'all been doing thus far, and y'all been doing, and we've been doing this far. Again, y'all, for those who just tuning in, sitting on a new relationship, you know, we go years back, and it's inspiring, I'll say, because unfortunately, a lot of commonalities, you know what I'm saying, from a reservation to the ghetto, you know what I'm saying, you go back and, you know what I'm saying, look at some of the conditions and what's happening. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, some of the issues, you know what I'm saying, with some of the propaganda bombs that just dropped on both our respective youth, you know what I'm saying, I say propaganda bombs under the front of so-called rap music, you know what I'm saying, we continue that, y'all, you know what I'm saying, again, go back and look at some of the video footage, y'all, and type in 70 pages of some of the music been laying down. Unfortunately, some of the forms of chemical biological warfare, a.k.a. fentanyl, and, you know what I'm saying, it hitting us hard with this shit, man. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, from the reservation to the hood. And this shit is not about happenstance, y'all. It's, again, chemical biological warfare. So we put some gang things together to apply the correct terms to it, and, you know what I'm saying, and defend ourselves, you know what I'm saying, put it in correct context what this is, man. It's genocide, you know what I'm saying? So give us some clue, man.
Yeah, you want some? You said some social media stuff, like to let them know where to go or what?
Social media contact. Some social media.
Oh
contact,
yeah, hit up. I guess YouTube, the easiest spot, just Savage Family. That's like, you know, there's because of the gang of people that throw our music behind whatever. But just look up Savage Fam. Typically, Savage Fam is the best way to find it. But in terms of Glam Sav Squatch, that's NEX. CLAYUM, Sav Squatch, SAVSQUATCH on Instagram. That's kind of where I stay most busy when it comes time. But at the same time, we've been so busy in the movement, we don't do mission to promote our music. Although, you know, some people want to start doing it a little bit different in terms of just based off of the fundamentals of what we represent and things like that, and kind of it growing again into what it represents. But like you said, we're like in an ongoing. We're in an ongoing Holocaust, like the genocide and the, you know what I'm saying, everything that's going against our people is ongoing. Like, people pretend at some point that this shit stopped, but realistically, you know, this shit is ongoing until we stop it ourselves, right? So that's the situation we're faced with. But yeah, I mean, so like I said, YouTube, just look up Savage Fam and then connect on Instagram at any point in time with that Netsclam Sav Squatch, which is, you know, so just link in, tap in, and we're 100% accessible. We're not, you know what I'm saying, we don't disregard nobody, or just, you know, so we tap in with everybody, you know, and we're trying to build and link with those that share a common vision. And our vision is straight up, like, you know, you go to our videos, we're burning American flags and all that, because realistically, we don't we're Native, not American, not Native American, you know what I'm saying? We understand the circumstance of our people, we understand the shared struggle that we have, and so you know, we represent that fully. It's our obligation. It's not my right, it's my obligation, right? So that's where we sit. So those are the two spots where you can kind of just get a hold of me at the easiest, you know?
Man, hey, Revolution, love, respect. And we're going to make history, take history, and tape history, man. Again, we're going to continue to do that. And again, those I'm still riding out. Chairman Frey will say, hi to the people, man. Again, the Real Deal Rainbow Coalition is continuing on. Y'all make sure y'all check out those social media content. And again, Revolution, love, all those who call in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we got some. So we brainstorm. I'm going step by step, because, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna be working on putting the skeleton together for this next move with this tour and some details, real soon. You know what I'm saying? So look for Savage Fam, capital P and others. You know what I'm saying? So stay locked and loaded, y'all. Any closing words you want to give our fam before we break out?
Nah, Revolution. I love to everyone out there too. Free them all. You know, so it's much love and respect to everything that y'all do, and everything that we're going to connect on, and everything that y'all do.
And that we do, you know what I'm saying, again. Hey, y'all heard live and direct, y'all, you know what I'm saying, again, y'all, this ain't no, I mean, this ain't just no, it'd be nice if people the different communities get together. And we done broke bread. We've been in ceremonies together. So we done come together. We've been under attack together. You know what I'm saying? And that's how these relationships are built. And they, you know what I'm saying? And they contest the conditions. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. A lot of people say, oh, I ain't never just know you. Contest the conditions. You get to find out who you are. Contest the conditions. So one of the best cellmates I had was a guy by the name of Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. You know what I'm saying? I've been under contested conditions with these comrades. You know what I'm saying? Contested conditions. You know what I'm saying? You see where people at. It was out there. If they, I see Cassandra Chris. I posed a came by the, listen, by the other day, you get the answer. Another war story I'm going to tell y'all about that happened today. I want to give a shout out to these brothers, man. Some major leadership in Chicago, y'all. I'm talking about, hey, man, we as one of the community, hey, man, some major names playing a major role today with averting some potential situations today, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really excited about it, you know what I'm saying? Because I know what we're capable of doing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the people dealt with this contradiction earlier, you know what I'm saying? And y'all probably, you know what I'm saying? Many people may hear about it, and then again, people may not hear about it, and it's due to some, you know what I'm saying, people reached out to some forces today, man. I was a pinch fist salute. Those who listen, y'all know what I'm talking about, man, and you'll be surprised. That's what's going to happen. The real connect with the real, man. I'm talking about from the reservation to the plantation, man, you know what I'm saying, from ghettos to the barrios, man. That, man, principal coalition, man, they connect because, again, one of America's policies is to create chaos, then restore order, and dismantle all structure, communication, so on and so forth, y'all. So, again, man, y'all make sure y'all be on point for this every Wednesday, Freedom Hall Radio. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history, man. Again, revolution, love, respect, the Rainbow Coalition still riding until from the county jail to the reservation, man, you know what I'm saying? We got some stuff coming up October 29th and 30th, you know what I'm saying, October 15th. We got a calendar ready for y'all hopefully next week. You know, hopefully we had a whole calendar for y'all, but hopefully by next week. So get y'all, man, get ready to continue to make history, take history, and take history, y'all. Here's up, eyes on fifth, Chris, y'all, call free them all. So can you, comrade, what you got on deck to take us out with? I should have had some Savage Fam or some Caliber P or somebody on deck. I should have told you to have that ready. We're ready for next week, but whatever you can pull up for us now, have that ready to roll. Free them all.
In the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kids through the hell care. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to what we played as kids and then change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitence we stack when it's filled with blacks. But
some things will never change. Try to show another way, but slangin' in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real, throw the bill to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids,
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Making some change. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? There's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up. And put smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But telecoms can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's sound number two. You say it ain't cool, but mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay stuck. And I never get delayed back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
So cold,
you're my brother, you're my sister. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.